Hey, freedom, what a powerful word. Freedom, y'all want to have some freedom? Go to Freedom Fest. FreedomFest.com, it's a wonderful website. There's dozens of speakers, and I gotta tell you, it's cool. I've been going there for a good number of years. The first time I went, Donald Trump was the speaker, or one of the speakers, of course. There are many of them. That was before I went into politics, and this year, Kelsey Grammer, you know, Dr. Crane, and so many other things, he's one of the speakers. It's worth going to. Hey, add up your plane fare and your hotel and the cost to go. It ain't cheap, but I gotta tell you, it'll be the best money you ever spend. The takeaway is just fantastic. It's July 8th to 11th at Caesars Palace in Vegas. I'll see you all there. Hey, now here's some people that need freedom. This would be nuns in New York City. I mean, for decades and decades, maybe a century, they've been looking after people who are dying of cancer. They go in and they hold their hand and they talk and make them feel good in their passing moments. There's no charge. And all of a sudden, the government's come along, the commie government of New York, and said, you can do that, but you have to do it for everybody. You have to do it for all of the transgender communities and the gay communities and so on. And they said, but we don't believe in that. That's against our religion. We don't want to do that. We just want to deal with the people we've been dealing with. And they said, no, you can't. You'll get big fines and we'll take your licenses away and all the rest of it. Freedom? They need to go to Freedom Fest, eh? And kind of get the sense as to what's going on out there in the world. Now, let's talk about Chicago and guns. Boomity, boomity, boom, boom, Chicago. Democrats run Chicago. They run Illinois. And they don't like guns. They've got so many gun laws on the books. Good people have a hard time getting a firearm. Okay, are you with me? Bad guys. They seem to do okay. Last weekend, just a few days ago, 39 people were shot. 6 people were shot and killed. And that's kind of regular. All of the time, it's unbelievable. There's close to 800 homicides a year in Chicago. That's bad guys mostly shooting bad guys. But there's always collateral damage, okay? Good guys, they get caught in the fire. You need to be able to shoot back and defend yourself, but not so fast. You can't do that. You can't have a gun. It's all about freedom. That's a silly word, don't you know? But let's talk a little further. Dig deep into Chicago. And the metal expenses are $2.5 billion a year, looking after gun wounds and different things. $2.5 billion. 50% of all residents that live in Chicago have seen, they've witnessed a shooting. That's not good. 50%. I mean, when I said 800 homicides a year, what I didn't say was over 5,000 people a year are actually shot. 5,000. That's wounded and so on. And they go into the hospitals and they rack up the big money. Chicago's like 2.5 or maybe 3 million people. Now the metro area is 9 million. It's huge. But we're just talking about Chicago, okay? And they're 4 times than any other city with regards to the shootings. 4 times. I mean, really? The socialist mayor and government, they make gun control a focus? How about crime control? That'd be good. The feds have always said, we'll come in and help. They said, we don't need your help because we know what we're doing. I don't think so. And swing over to Canada when it comes to guns. The Canadian government, they're wonkier than the people in Illinois. They say, all you good guys, give us your guns. You shouldn't have guns. But crime is up over 35% in the last 10 years. 35%. That's what they record because they don't even care anymore. I don't even think they keep proper numbers. And bad guys are shooting people all of the time, and there is a lot of collateral damage. In Toronto, believe this or not, there was recently a study. You gotta believe this. Almost all of the United States of America is safer than Toronto. That's hard to get, isn't it? But you got to dig into it. I mean, half of the counties in the USA have zero murders, okay? And many other counties have very few. There are more murders in Toronto than in most places in the United States. Canada's gun laws, though, it makes it illegal for citizens to use a gun to protect themselves or their families. It's not just a gun. It's illegal in Canada to defend yourself with a tool of any kind. Somebody breaks into your house and you hit them with a baseball bat, you get charged. Can you believe that even happens in the world? It does in Canada, and it happens all of the time. It's totally incredible, right? I mean, they have no interest, the government, in keeping track of all the immigrants in the country, and most of these crimes are immigrants. They're people from other countries who come to Canada and do the boomity-boom stuff, and then they do bad stuff, and the Canadian government could just give a darn. I mean, in the U.S., 29 states allow concealed carry, whether it be by permit or constitutional carry. And 29 states and upwards to 100 million people carry a gun most of the time. And you can shoot back. And guess what? Those people don't feel threatened. They know that they can be the first responder and look after their family. I'm one of them, and I carried a gun for 20 years. And the chances of my shooting somebody is kind of like going to Mars, but I feel pretty good. There you go. Oh, got to tell you a story. Went to a show one time here years ago, and I was putting on my shirt, and my wife walked in, and she said, "You're taking a gun to a movie. Are you crazy?" And I said, "Come on. Recently, I think it was in Denver, 8 or 9 people were murdered in a movie theater." And I said, "I always carry a gun." And the Canadian mentality kind of set in. She said, "Well, you, bad." And in any event, I did. We're sitting in the movie theater. Lights were still on, and a Arab-looking young man came in. He had a big bag. He looked around at everybody, really suspicious looking, and my wife said, "Do you have your gun?" I said, "Yes, I do," and I'm watching him. He put his hand into the bag, and I really was watching him. He pulled out some illegal popcorn, sat down and ate it. Everything was good, but I got to tell you, I felt good. Now, we have, talking about Canada again, and the guns and how you can't defend your family. Recently in British Columbia, Canada, a woman was walking her dog and on a trail, and the dog saw, and she saw, a bear and a cub. The dog chased the cub up a tree, and the bear, mother bear, she was protecting her cub. She attacked the woman. Finally, the bear left. An ambulance came, took the woman to a hospital to be treated for her injuries. And then the wildlife people, they came along, and they said, "You know what? The bear was acting in defense of her family. She was defending her family, so they took the bear, let it go." Normally, of course, when a bear attacks a human, they take the bear and they put it down. And in this case, they said it's defending its cub. So bears, bears can, and animals, they can defend themselves. People can't. Process that. Have you got that? I got more. Oh, one. I can't. I'll save that for another day. You give some thought to a bear. Rawr, rawr. No matter what country you live in the world, and a lot of people who watch our show are from around the world, it can come to a country near you, and it might be there already. Except for the US of A, you're allowed to shoot back. So keep that in mind. Defense. Good people don't do bad things. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.